From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo to escape Russian air attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation said that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, even though Ankara closed its crossing point. The charity said it was setting up tent camps inside Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on the way to the border. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria occurred as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria, that is, aimed at encircling the contested city of Aleppo. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy, where he has been holed up since 2012, Assange said the ruling is a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling and say they will arrest Assange if he leaves the embassy. Assange wants to leave the embassy where he sought refuge for nearly 4 years. Sweden wants him for investigation of rape, an allegation that he denies. This is VOA News. Brazilian health officials say they have found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine. Speaking at a news conference on Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, Paulo Gadelha, said that casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. He stopped short, however, of urging an anti-kissing policy. Scientists at the Research Institute for Tropical Diseases say they are trying to determine if body fluids can spread Zika to new patients. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Doctors suspect the virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January. That's lower than the previous couple of months and less than most economists had predicted. Friday's Labor Department report also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. A separate report on U.S. trade was less positive, showing the trade deficit grew by $1.2 billion in December. At the White House, President Obama said that there is some softness in the world economy, but his administration is committed to continuing growth.
We have recovered from the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, the worst in my lifetime and the lifetime of most of the people in this room. And we've done it faster, stronger, better, more durably than just about any other advanced economy.
Analysts say a strong U.S. dollar is making American-made products more expensive overseas, hurting sales. The New York Fire Department has confirmed that one person was killed when a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during morning rush hour Friday. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crane collapsed as work crews were trying to bring it down due to high winds.
They were in the process of securing the crane. They got to the work site this morning at 7, recognized the winds were in the 20-mile-an-hour plus range, and were proceeding to secure the crane, actually to bring it down to a safe and secure position when this incident occurred.
The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks on top of several parked cars. U.S. stocks closed lower on the jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.3%. The S&P fell nearly 2%. The NASDAQ was down 3.2%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.